Countess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Praise God, praise God. Welcome to Authority Grace. I am yours truly, Prophetess Demetria. Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is Wednesday, October 9th, and I'm so excited that you are here, and I'm excited that I am here as well. All right. Thank you for joining me. I want to, before we get started, say, Lord, I thank you and I praise you for this day. I thank you, Father God, that we have another opportunity to worship you and to just say thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done thus far and all that you are continuing to do in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you that as this word goes out, it falls on good ground. All lives are enlightened and the gift is stirred up in you by the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I want to say thank you so much for joining me. I also want to shout out to my daughter. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday to my baby girl. I'm so glad you're here. In the name of Jesus. All right. Thank you. And I see that we have guests coming in. Welcome, Sam. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for being here. All right, and I'm just looking to see you. I want to see your names pop up on the screen, and you all just, you're welcome to join in and praise and worship with me. Amen. I want to say that I have some announcements here. Okay, the first one is if you would like to correspond with me, and my prophetic Gmail is prophetic, prophetic55@gmail.com. I hope you all had a great week. And since the last time we met here, amen, God is good. I also want to say that if you would like to call the prayer line, now this is a prayer line that I have. It's basically prayer and Bible study. We study the Word of God and we pray. We believe God, we give praise reports, and that number is a prayer line. It's every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Remember, any times that I give you are Pacific Standard Time because I'm here on the West Coast. And that number is 424-284-5500. And that's at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every Wednesday morning. You can meet us there. Amen. Also, if you have any prayer requests during the time of the show and any time after that, I have a prayer request line. That number is 702-801-7767. Again, that is a prayer request line. It is 702-801-7767. You can leave a message, and I would definitely, I or one of my assistants would definitely return your call and know that we are praying for you here at Authority Grace. Amen. Also, if you would like for us to pray with you during this show, you can call in to 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And you can also, if you want to, you can dial that number if you'd like to chat with us live here. Because remember, this is a live broadcast and you can talk back. Amen. I'd love to know that you're there. Amen. Amen. And that number again is 888-627-6001. Now that's the live line. All right. Thank you all for being here. Yay. And also, I have another number that you can dial, which is 701-719-4207. Now, that number is if you don't want to talk live, but you just want to listen in and receive the word of God. Amen. And receive the word of God without talking back. I'd like for that 888 number to stay open so that I know that you all are, you know, others that want to talk back and come in and speak to me and say hi and let me know that you're glad that I'm here because I'm glad that you're there. All right. Praise God. I also have the P.O. Box. I don't know if anybody ever uses P.O. boxes anymore, but it's Authority Grace, P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Again, that's P.O. Box 753092, 89136. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm glad that you all are here with me today. I know that I have a lot of family members out there. I have a lot of listeners. I know that there are listeners that are dedicated to listen to me every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I also know that there are some of you out there, hello, on the East Coast, and some of you Central, listening to me Pacific Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, and Central Time. And I just want to say thank you so much for being here with me and supporting me in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, today was such a phenomenal day. Amen. You know, Wednesdays are very busy for me. And on Wednesdays, we have our prayer meeting. And it's prayer, it's Bible study, and we dialogue, you know, back and forth the Word of God and the things that we've learned throughout the week and things like that, things that we've experienced. And we also pray agreement prayers, you know, Matthew 18 and 19. We pray agreement prayers. We pray in agreement with anyone that's calling in, anyone that sends their prayer request. We pray agreement prayers over your request. Amen. And we know that signs and wonders follow. Amen. And so I just want to say, you know, thank the Lord for having the opportunity to have these avenues to be able to pray for God's people. We have great discussions. Amen. And one of the discussions was Luke 7 and 7. And that discussion was about speaking God's word. It was about putting voice to God's word. Amen. And it was about like Jesus spoke a word. If you read that scripture, you'll find out that he spoke a word. All throughout, Jesus spoke a word. Amen. And as he spoke the word, it moved. Amen. The word became life, right? And so we know that by faith, we speak the word of God. And we believe, amen, that that word that we speak comes to pass. When we speak into each other's lives, amen, we speak healing. The word of God said that he sent his word and it healed them. And as I was studying the word, I was reading different scriptures and I was reading about great faith. This is still in Luke chapter around verse 9 about the great faith. And so as I was reading and studying, I was writing and I said throughout these verses, I noticed that God, amen, was in the midst. Amen. And I noticed that what was really standing out to me is that Jesus spoke a word. Amen. He spoke the word. The word spoke the word. Come on, somebody. Walk with me. He spoke a word. And so what resonated with me is that as he spoke the word, it became. Amen. And we know that today, as we speak a word, it comes to pass. Amen. And so that's the reason why we're encouraged at all times to speak God's word. Speak his word. You know a scripture that stands out to you. You know a scripture that you hold on to. Keep speaking that scripture. I like to say that God, you said that you would perfect those things which concerneth me most. Amen. And I quote that scripture and I quote, I said, Lord, I know that you're perfecting this thing. And if you look up the word perfect, that means that it's perfect. There's no flaws in it. Amen. That thing that you want him to fix has no flaws in it if you put it in his hand. Amen. And so also we have that scripture where it says, and keep in mind as I'm speaking, that we're talking about putting voice to God's word. That's what I want you to really keep in mind, that as you read the scripture, read it out loud so you can put voice to that word. Amen. That means that you want that word to move in your life. Come on, somebody. And so as you want that word to move in your life, you're speaking the word out and then you believe it. Amen. And then what happens? You receive what that thing that you're believing God for. Amen. You want peace. You speak, Lord, your peace. Amen. It surpasses all understanding. That's the kind of peace I want in my life. Amen. That peace that surpasses all understanding. That means that that's that peace that no one understands. Amen. They looking at you. They know what you're going through. But they say, you know what? She has such a, or he or she has such a phenomenal peace about them. Amen. When they come in the room, the atmosphere shifts, the atmosphere changes. And as a man and a woman of God, that's the way it's supposed to be. When you step into a place, even if it's a place where you're going into the stores and you get in the store, you notice the store kind of empty. How many of you, I know you can't raise your hand, but amen. But there's times when you go in a place that's kind of empty, and after you get in there, you notice it start getting crowded because you stepped in there. Come on, somebody. And the atmosphere shifts, amen. And a spirit of prosperity follows you, amen. Come on, somebody, because you know that you have Christ Jesus in your life, and he's all that. Come on, somebody. There's nothing missing. And nothing broken. He's all that. Come on. And so what you have to do is you put voice to God's word. Lord, I want to be healed. Find those healing scriptures and then do what? Put voice to it. Speak a word into your own life. Prophesy to yourself. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. Put voice to God's word. Believe that you have that thing, would you say, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we walk in freedom. Ah, come on, somebody. We walk in freedom. When we're speaking and standing on God's word, we're free. Amen. Just like when you accepted Christ Jesus as your personal savior. And how did you do that? You said, Lord, I believe. You said, God, I believe that you sent your son who knew no sin to become sin for me for that moment. Amen. And then when he rose again on the third day with new life in his hand, he did it for me. Amen. Believe that. Speak it into your life. See, because when you speak it out of your mouth, it comes back, come out of your ear gate, and it goes back into, it comes out of your mouth gate, back into your ear gate. Amen. And then freedom lets you know that when you speak God's word, it's freedom. Amen. By faith, you believe that you're free from the law of sin and death. You believe that you're free from sickness and disease. Amen. You believe that you're free from lack and poverty. Amen. You're free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for freedom and peace. You're free from all distress. Remember the woman, if you read on in the scripture over in Luke, and the woman, she was going to bury her son. And as she was going to bury her son, the Lord saw the mourners, amen, and the pallbearers. And so the Lord had compassion, amen. And when he had that compassion, amen, what did he do? He said, rise, amen, believe God, amen. And when he believed, they believed because he spoke a word, amen. And that young man sat up straight. And the word says, the word that I was reading out of my Thompson Chain said he began to speak. Amen. Now, they were on their way to go bury him. But great faith, come on, somebody, caused them to believe God. When they saw him, they knew, oh, wow, they knew healing, raising the dead. Come on, somebody. That's powerful. When people see you, they know something good is on the inside of you. Glory to God. I'm excited because as you hear this word, you get to take this with you. And then it's life changing. And I know that you're out there and you would agree with me that the word of God is life changing. And then when you put him, look, in your life, put him in your situations, won't he do it? Amen. Won't he do it? He makes a change. Come on, somebody. I know that you know that God makes a change in your life. When you accept Christ Jesus as your personal Savior, hallelujah. You say, for you I live and for you I die, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for delivering me from the law of sin and death. Amen. And I know that you'll do it. When you say, won't he do it? You know what you're saying? I have great faith. That's what you're saying. I have great faith because you believe he's going to do it. Amen. And when you dialogue and back and forth with one another, you're giving faith to that word. You're giving life to it. Amen. And when you're giving faith to this, because you wouldn't speak it if you didn't believe it. Come on, somebody. You wouldn't not speak the word of God if you didn't believe it. You wouldn't speak the word of God if you didn't know that your sins were forgiven. Amen. Come on, somebody. Testify about it. Glory to God. And let me tell you something. It is exciting when you know that you have someone on your team standing for you that's not going to change. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You know, they have a song that said, if he did it before, he'll do it again. And I want to say, won't he do it? I know that I have someone out there that can testify that he will do it. Amen. He will do it for you. Amen. And we know right now that God's grace gives us the authority. Amen. And it gives us the authority to walk by faith. It gives us authority. His grace is unmerited favor. Amen. We don't have to go cut the neck of a bull or a lamb or a sheep or nothing. We don't have to cut no animal's neck and take the blood and drizzle it all over an altar anymore because we've been saved by God's grace. He shed his blood. He said, it is finished. Amen. So we don't have to do that anymore. All we have to do is believe, hallelujah, that he is. Believe that he came and did this for us. Amen. He loves us. Glory to God. Do I have anyone on the speaking line that would like to have a word concerning speaking and putting voice to God's word? Is there anybody out there that can say on this live line that can say that they put voice to God's word and it came to pass? Come on, somebody. I know you're there. Anna, you're there? Hallelujah.
Hello, sister. Blessings, everyone.
Blessings. Blessings. Go ahead. You have 1 minute. Tell us about a voice that you put to a word, and it came to pass. Glory to God.
I'm trying to think of, there's so many.
Anyone, just let it go. When you spoke a word about your grandbaby, you spoke over your great-grandchildren. Has great-grandchildren, three of them. Amen. When you spoke over your great-grandchildren, and now they pray as a result of the words that you spoke over them.
I said, they will honor you, Lord. They will praise you, Lord. And then the other day, my husband and I were praying, and then my little granddaughter, she caught the Holy Ghost, and she started saying, yes, Father, yes, Father. And she's only 3 years old, and then she started saying, pray for my mama. Pray for my mama, and something was heavy in her spirit. That was the Holy Ghost. And then when we hung up, when we were praying for them, we had to start praying because she insisted, pray for my mama. Pray for my mama.
Amen.
There's nothing more beautiful than that. There's nothing more beautiful than that.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's the greatest inheritance we can leave our children.
Amen. That's the greatest. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, you want to give them all these things, material things, but that doesn't prosper. His word prospers. His word is life.
Amen.
His word is life. And she'll remember that for the rest of her life.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And see, the word of God, by faith, you spoke a word. She spoke into her great-grandchildren's lives.
Yes.
Amen. And because she spoke into her great-grandchildren's lives, now she's seeing a result of it because they're little babies, but yet they're putting the word to work in their lives. Amen. They're speaking it out of their mouth. See what I'm saying? And as they're speaking it out of their mouth, see, because she spoke it out of her mouth, their great-granddad spoke it out of his mouth. And so what's happening, see, they see this life being lived before them. And so what are they doing? They're mimicking what they see, what they hear. Amen. And so what more should we do? Let's mimic what Jesus said. Let's mimic what he did. See, he said, because of the grace of God, his grace, amen, our sins are forgiven. Because of his grace, we have been set free. Let's mimic that. Use that grace. He's given you the grace. Now, listen, grace is not a license to just run out there and do whatever it is you want to do and say, oh, well, I got grace. I can do this and that. No, take this grace and know that it's precious. It's precious. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And know that he sent his son for us. For God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only begotten son. Amen. Mm-hmm. And his son knew no sin from beginning to end to now. He knew no sin. Amen. When we speak the word of God, we speak his power. Amen? In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, come on. Somebody got to walk with me on this one. I'm going to stand up on this one. When we speak the word of God, if I tell you right now that when you speak God's word, it's power. Amen? Mm-hmm. You might say, well, I don't have any power, Prophetess Demetria. I feel weak. I don't feel like I'm doing this. I don't feel like doing that. But guess what? Okay, you don't feel like it. So put God to work in your life. How do you put him to work in your life? This is how you do it. You speak his word. Put the word to work in your life. Amen. This is what I want to say. This is what I want to say. Okay, so what you do is you get the word. Okay, say, for instance, you know that you got to leave. You don't want to carry your Bible with you. Okay, so read the scripture a couple of times. Then maybe jot it down. Take a picture. We got these phones now. Take a picture of it. Or if you have the Bible downloaded on your phone, then take and pull that scripture up. And every time you feel like you're getting discouraged, every time you feel like, oh, it was good this morning when I was at the house, or it was good this evening when I heard Prophetess Demetria talking, it was good when I heard Anna testify about the truth. But then when I left away from you all, guess what happened? Oh, I fell apart. No, get that word. Because I can talk about it because I have been there. See, understand this. When I talk to you, I'm not talking to you about something I just heard somebody tell me or something I studied in the Word of God. I'm telling you about experience. Amen. I know what it's like to be lonely. I know what it's like to be alone. Amen. But then I also know that I had to grab this word and the inside of me, and it does that what it says it's going to do. Amen. Trust me. It is finished. That's what Jesus said. So you don't have to go and do the work. See? Because remember, it's not by works that any man should boast. You can't work this thing out. You have to get the word of God and let it work for you. Come on, somebody. Don't go back into bondage. See? Because what does bondage do? Bondage brings fear. Because you get afraid of what you can't see. Amen. You get afraid of what you think. If somebody say a word and it has fear behind it, then your phobia kicks in, and then you forget all about the word that's been poured into on the inside of you. But the Lord said, because of the centurion, check this out. When the centurion, one of his servants was sick. Amen. You could read this scripture. I'm telling you, read Luke 7 and read Matthew 5, and you'll read about some great faith. Amen. And those of you that don't have a physical Bible, just speak great faith into your Google area of your phone, and it'll bring up all the great faith scriptures. And I'm telling you, the centurion, because of his great faith, God spoke a word and his servant was healed. Come on, somebody, walk with me. Trust God. Trust the Holy Ghost in me, okay? Because I'm telling you, I have put this word to work, and it works. It's alive. When you pull this word up off of the pages, your great faith, just you lifting it off of the pages and believing God is great faith. Just you showing up here today, hallelujah, to hear a word from God, to be enlightened and be stirred up is your great faith. Come on, somebody. I have a cousin. I wish he would come on my show one day. My cousin was raised from the dead last year. Amen. And I'm telling you, he has a testimony that's second to none. Amen. And maybe one of these days we're going to have him as a guest on our show here. Because I'm telling you, God is still in the miracle working business. And don't let no one tell you that he's not. I'm telling you, God is great. God is good, and he is faithful. Amen. He stands, listen, we stand on his word, but he stands to his word. Amen. He is the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited about what God is doing in someone's life. Even now, God is moving in someone's life right now. There's a listener on here that needed to hear this exact word right now for the life-changing experience in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And know today that God is making the change happen in your life. You've been praying for deliverance. You've been praying to be set free, and you are set free today. I speak it into your ear gate right now, that you are set free from everything. You are loosed and set free. Hallelujah. Freedom is yours. Hallelujah. Walk therein and trust the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Trust the word of God. He left it here for us. Amen. He left his word. And remember that his word is power. God's word is power. When you speak the word of God and you speak it by faith from your heart, you will feel the rumble of the Holy Ghost taking place right now in the name of Jesus. And the healing virtue of God takes place in your life. He will turn those wretched things around in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is your righteousness, and you stand complete in him. Amen. Because of his grace, we have the authority, hallelujah, to tread upon the serpent. We don't have to receive the wiles of the enemy. We don't have to receive the lies of the enemy. Amen. We don't have to receive the what ifs and oh wells and whatever. We don't have to receive that, because we serve a God in the name of Jesus that created the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof. Amen. When we speak the word of God, we speak his power. And I cannot just reiterate that more and more and more. I just cannot keep saying it. I don't know if pour it into you that when you speak his word, it's power, and you cannot sit and just blah, 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 blah. No, it's not the blah, blah, blah. When you get in this word, the word becomes life. Come on, somebody. It rejuvenates you, and it brings you to another level in whose we are and in who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Put the word to work in your life. His grace is sufficient for you. His grace gives you the authority to claim victory in your life. Amen. His grace, it does that for you. His grace causes you to receive the inheritance. Amen. And what is the inheritance? It's eternal life. Come on. Believe God. Trust him. And obey. 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 It's okay to be obedient. Trust God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts and plans that I think towards you. He said that, what does he say? That the thoughts of peace. Amen. I can't read my own right. And not evil. He said to give you an expected end. Amen. What is your expected end? I know my expected end is eternal life. Amen. And my expected end is that while I yet live, that I can live in the abundance of peace. Amen. Come on, somebody. And that what I expect to be able to walk by faith and not by sight. I expect that God has me covered on every end. I expect that my whole household is saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues as the Spirit give utterance. I expect. And you say, well, who is my whole household? Your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your husband, your wife, your boy, whoever is in your household, whoever is named among you. Amen. That's your household. And believe God for the transformation. He's giving you grace for that. To expect. Amen. And just remember, when you walk away from your radio, your telephone, this broadcast, however you're tuned into this broadcast, just remember that his grace is sufficient for you. And just remember that God's grace has given you freedom. Amen. Peace. Amen. You can operate in love because none of this works without love. Love is the main ingredient. We have to love one another. Amen. Come on, somebody. We have to love one another. That's the main ingredient to all of this, to the faith. Amen. To speaking his word. Amen. Speak it in love to yourself. If you have to get in the mirror and talk to yourself the word of God, amen, I am forgiven. No matter what it looks like, I am free. Amen. He said, encourage yourself. Come on, somebody. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we learned a new song today, this morning. It's called, It Ain't No Ordinary Worship That We Give God. When we worship God, it's not ordinary. Why? Because we don't serve an ordinary God. See, our God, you can't go sit no fruit in front of him and rub on his belly. Amen. We don't serve an ordinary God. Come on, somebody. We serve the true and living God. We're not praying to no ram in the over there in them bushes over there and no birds. We don't worship the air, the sun, the moon. We worship and serve a true and living God. He's not no ordinary God. Amen. He's not an image. Amen. Glory to God. Not no graven image. We serve a true and living God. And Jesus rose again. He's not on that cross. He did the cross for us. Amen. And then he rose again on the third day with new life in his hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. His grace is sufficient. His blood has been shed for us. Don't go and try to figure out a way to shed blood some more. Don't put yourself back in bondage. Amen. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for my listeners today. Amen. I thank you that this is falling on good ground today. Amen. Glory to God. Remember, Jeremiah 29:11, he has good thoughts for you. His thoughts are good. They're not evil. Amen. We're not serving a God that's mad at us. He's not mad at us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is finished. And one thing I like that my sister says all the time, she said, it's Jesus plus nothing, because he's Jehovah, a God that stands alone and needs no other. Amen. He doesn't need us to get the job done. Amen. But thank God that we can stand in position and do what he has called us to do in this hour. Amen. He's soon to come. Amen. And we want to be found doing what he have called us to do. loving one another, making sure there's nobody hungry, amen, making sure that people know that Jesus loves them, amen, and it's unconditional. How about that? It's unconditional. How many of us can love someone unconditional? I just love you because it don't matter what you do, how you do, what you say. You can do however you want to do. I love you unconditional. Why? Because of the love of God that's shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. His grace is sufficient for you. His grace has given you freedom. His grace has given you the authority to serve him in the beauty of holiness. Amen. Is there anyone on the talk line that would like to have words? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here on BBS Radio. I thank the Lord for my producers, Doug and Donald. I thank the Lord for them. They are phenomenal men of God. They believe God. They trust God. Hallelujah. And I believe that he is just prospering them. Everything that they touch prospers in the name of Jesus. And I believe that for my listeners as well. Amen. Everything that you touch prospers in the name of Jesus. And that person that tuned in today that was concerned about how the next piece goes, I want you to know in the name of Jesus, that the next level is phenomenal for you. In Jesus' mighty name, you have no need to worry. You have no need to fret. You have no need to fight in this battle. Amen. You have no need to fight in this battle because God has you in the palm of his hand. And when you're in his hand, no man can pluck you out. If God does a thing, who do you know that's going to undo it? No one. No, not one. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We serve an awesome God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of his grace, we are guided by him. He guides us. Leads and guides us where? Into all truth. Amen. Because of his grace. Glory to God. I'm excited about what God is doing in our lives. Amen. I thank the Lord.
I feel my spirit. Someone's struggling with some type of addiction. And
praise
they're
God.
Feeling like
right.
they're not worthy or not. And, you know, it's like they're beating themselves up. And we release them now in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
You know,
the addiction is broken in the name of Jesus.
A lot of people that go to church and a lot of people are saved and they still have a lot of struggles. There's no perfect person. There's only a perfect God. And we call you healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Like you healed me. The Lord healed me. We call you healed and loose. You are loose and free right now in the name of Jesus. Stop beating yourself up. Stop beating yourself up. He will perfect the things that concern your life. Oh, I felt that heavy. There's someone struggling right now.
Thank you,
Jesus.
You are
free today. You are free
today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank
Lord. Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
and Lord,
you,
we
Lord.
Thank you for, we thank you for freeing that one, Father God, from that addiction in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what it is, Father God, and we thank you that they are set free this hour in the name
yes,
of
Lord. Yes,
it's
Lord.
Never to be ashamed in the name of Jesus and never to go back to whatever it was in the name of Jesus, but they are set free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know I was addicted to sugar, and I tell you one thing, God is day by day, but he's freeing me from. I'm okay buying no sugar added. I'm okay going to that section at the buffet where it just says no sugar added. And when I buy my coffee creamer, I'm okay buying no sugar added because I believe God and he's delivering me from the sugar. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I found out that sugar bloats your midsection. Amen. And that's the piece that you really don't want bloated. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, I wanted to say thank you, Anna, for you know, recognizing and allowing God to use you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And when we speak a word of God, we speak his power, and we know that his power is saving power. Amen. We know that there's nothing missing and nothing broken in Christ Jesus. Amen. When we stand in the mighty name of Jesus, we stand in authority. Glory to God. And we denounce everything that's not like him. Amen. We denounce it. Glory to God. And we walk by faith in everything that we do. His grace. His grace. God has given you grace to be delivered in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God has given you grace to be set free. Amen. Glory to God. Walk in the freedom that God has given you. Don't let anyone tell you that you got to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, because you don't. All you have to do is believe that you are set free. Believe that Jesus lives. Amen. Believe that he is not a graven image. Come on, somebody. Believe that you can serve a true and living God. Believe that when you pray, he hears us. Amen. Glory to God. And surrender all to him. Amen. Surrender all to him. Amen. And when you surrender all to him and watch him move in your life. Amen. Because you can't buy it. Amen. You cannot buy this. You can't buy your way in. You can't keep, so I'm a soul, pay for this sin. I'm a soul because I did this. I'm a soul for that. You can't buy your way in, saints. I just need you to know that. Mm-hmm. I heard someone tell somebody that, if you put this money here every month, then, you know, everything gonna be all right for you. No. No, if you have not repented and turned your life around and allow God to use you, allow God to cleanse you from everything that's not like him, no, you can't buy your way out. There's only one way to go come through this, and that's by accepting Jesus as your personal Savior. Say, Lord, I thank you and I praise you that you sent your son who knew no sin to become sin for that moment. And then he rose again. And I believe it. That he rose again on the third day with new life in his hand for me. Amen. And if you said that and you believe it, know that you are set free. Amen. You're free. Only believe. Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to bring a bunch of fruit and water and all these things to no altar. Mm. Amen. Only believe. And then after you believe, then get in your word. Amen. Find a Bible-based church where they're teaching the word of God uncut. Amen. Not all the isms and the schisms. Don't fall for the isms and schisms. Amen. Trust God. Get in that word. Read the word of God. It sets you free. And then how do I have that personal relationship with Christ Jesus, Prophetess Demetria? Is that you pray in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you. And I thank you, Father God, that I have new life today in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm not the same as I was when I came on this radio broadcast. Amen. That's what you say. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you're speaking to my heart right now. I thank you, Father God, that I'm listening for your voice and the voice of a stranger I will not follow. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for every listener, Father God, that's seeking hard after you, for your grace is sufficient for them. They want to know you, Father God. They want to know you, hallelujah. They want a personal relationship with you, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that you're receiving them in the mighty name of Jesus, because they are surrendering all to you. Hallelujah. They repented and turned in the name of Jesus. Never no more to return to the things of old, because you're doing a new thing in their life. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new in the mighty name of Jesus. They are new creations in Christ Jesus. I thank you that every listener is being increased in the mighty name of Jesus in every area of their life. Amen. I speak increase in every area of your life. By the Holy Ghost, I speak it to you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. That lady that's holding that purse and saying, me too, Lord. Yes, you too. Hallelujah. There's nothing missing and nothing broken. There's nothing too unclean for him. He'll clean you up. He'll turn you around. He'll set your feet on solid ground in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he'll cause you to see him in everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that everyone in the sound of my voice, hallelujah, has received you as their personal Savior in the name of Jesus. Because it's just that easy. All you have to do is believe. Say, I believe that Jesus lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe, hallelujah, he's the ruler of all nations. I believe that he is the mighty breasted one. Glory to God. He's a nurturer. That's what mighty breasted one means. When you say that, someone told me not to say that, but I tell him, you know what? He's a nurturer in my life. Glory to God. He's the mighty breasted one in my life. Glory to God. Everything that I need is in him. Everything that you need is in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's in you. And believe that you have received him into your heart. Amen. Glory to God. And I thank the Lord, hallelujah, for another opportunity to encourage, enlighten, to stir up the gift in you by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. That you would get in your word and know that in Ephesians, you can put on the whole armor of God. Amen. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And that over in Isaiah 54 and 17, he said, what did he say? No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. And every word that shall rise against you shall be condemned in judgment in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's your King of Kings. Amen. Trust God and lean not to your own understanding in the name of Jesus. Get in your word. Trust the word of God. And the way you encourage yourself in the word of God. Learn about the great faith. Hallelujah. And operate in great faith. Believe God. He said you could speak those things that are not as though they were, and what? They shall be. Be persuaded by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. Be persuaded. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And know that you're in his hand. And when you're in his hand, no one can pluck you out. Amen. Don't let anyone talk you out of your inheritance. Amen. This is your inheritance. Hallelujah. Eternal life. Hallelujah. Celebrating with Jesus. Hallelujah. While you yet live and breathe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He put that breath in your life. And I'm celebrating those that repeated after me and accepted Christ as their personal Savior today. I'm celebrating with you. Hallelujah. Welcome into the beloved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for this day in Jesus' mighty name. And as the listeners go from this place, but not from your presence, Father God, I thank you for traveling mercy and traveling grace for them. I thank you for watching over your word to perform it in their lives in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that they will grab hold and know that your word is power in their lives. If you speak the word out, you have power in the mighty name of Jesus. Believe God. In Jesus' name, I love you. Until we meet again in 2 weeks, be blessed. Trust God and know, hallelujah, that you have the authority by the grace of God. Amen. Bye for now. Be blessed. Thank you for joining me.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.